Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Is LinkedIn about to face tough competition? OpenAI has announced its own hiring platform powered by AI, the new service called OpenAI Jobs Platform. Is planned for release by mid-2026 and will help connect businesses and job seekers in smarter ways. It will include special tracks for small companies and local governments looking for AI talent. This step shows OpenAI moving beyond ChatGPT and aiming to change how companies recruit. A key part of the platform is AI training. Through its OpenAI Academy, the company will offer certifications and partner with big employers like Walmart to train 10 million Americans in AI skills by 2030. This also supports the White House's goal of increasing AI knowledge across the country. For developers and tech workers, the message is clear. Learning AI is becoming a must. The impact could be huge. With OpenAI entering the hiring market, job platforms might go through major changes. As AI takes over more office tasks, companies will compete for workers skilled in AI, giving tech professionals both new chances and new pressure to keep improving their skills. Did you know? Google uses a special technology called Fast Search to power its Gemini models. Unlike standard Google Search, Fast Search retrieves fewer documents, making it much faster but with lower result quality. This trade-off works well for Gemini's grounding needs, where speed is more important than delivering fully ranked web results. Fast Search is not available directly to third parties. Instead, it is built into Google's Vertex AI platform, which lets customers ground on Google search results or other data. However, external users only get information from Fast Search, not the ranked results themselves. For developers and AI teams, the key takeaway is that Google is optimizing for rapid AI response times, but is also keeping its most advanced retrieval technology under wraps to protect its intellectual property. AI coding tools were hyped to supercharge output, but the expected flood of new apps never came. Release data looks flat and several field studies show mixed or even negative productivity. Especially for experienced devs working in large, mature code bases, a key finding, teams often feel faster with AI, yet real measurements show slowdowns from prompt wrangling, validating almost right code, and integrating changes. That perception gap matters. What this means, don't adapt on hype, run short, controlled trials on real backlog work, track cycle time, review rework, defeat escape, and incident rates, not just sentiment. Use AI where it shines, scaffolding, boilerplate, small refactors, and exploration. Contain cost with test, linters, and stricter reviews for AI-sourced code. Until there is consistent evidence of shift software gains, cautious measured adoption beat blind enthusiasm. Many companies say they hire the best, but in practice, they hire the trendiest pedigrees, hot stacks, and big-name logos, while overlooking proven builders who don't fit the mold. That drives them into bidding wars for the same small talent pool or into underpaying and ending up light on senior engineers, even when those seniors have scaled systems far beyond the company's own load. It's classical Moneyball. The edge comes from spotting undervalued talent, not chasing high credentials that everyone else wants and can outbid for. The fix is not mystical. build great tools and processes so engineers are actually productive. A fast build, strong CI, and sane reviews beat prestige hiring alone by orders or magnitude in day-to-day throughput. Replace vibe checks with work sample tests and standardized interviews to surface capable, non-trendy candidates who outperform once given the chance, and invest in real training and mentorship, compounding to learning trends on remarkable inputs into consistently strong outputs over time, a durable advantage most firms ignore. Career lock is real, so design hiring to find skill, not status. Big companies love legible work, plans, OKRs, Jira, and estimates because it's easy to track and helps win long enterprise deals. But the work that actually unblocks team is often illegible. Quick favors, back channel asks, and tactic knowledge that doesn't fit the plan. Legibility brings real benefits. Leaders can see what's doing what, plan quarters ahead, and shift people in a crisis, but too much process slows engineers down. That's why organizations spin off tiger teams or incident modes to move fast, then return to normal once the fire is out. Common myth breaks here. Title don't equal the same output, estimates are not exact, and adding people does not linearly speed delivery. Small, focused teams often shift faster than big ones buried in process. The takeaway: keep the useful parts of process for planning and trust, but also protect space for fast, informal work. Simple cross-team changes, trusted back channels, and small reversible bets. Balancing both is how software companies stay reliable and still cheap quickly when it counts.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Zubiri Tech Weekly. See you next week.